There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Should we get going?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, the show that takes unsolved true mysteries and cocktails and puts them together for you. I'm your shock jock, Masood. Well, excuse me, Masood Miles. With me, as always, is fantastic Suze Kettner.
Well, excuse me, princess.
And the amazing Chris Stokes.
Woo, woo, woo.
Siren goes.
Oh, man.
And then just for some reason, the Tom and Jerry woman going, Thomas?
What are we drinking?
So I have got, similar to last week, because I've still got some, I had some of that tea that I brewed to use up. So it's the Lady Grey green tea again.
Right.
And this time, instead of lemon juice, it's lychee juice. So I shook it up. Yeah. I shook it up so it still went sort of like foamy, like a sour would, but it wasn't too sour to drink. So it's like bitter from the tea with a hint of citrus because of the Lady Grey, and it's sort of sweet with the lychee, and it works really well.
Ooh, sounds delish.
So I didn't need to top it up with any soda or anything.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's nice.
That sounds really nice. Like
lychee is definitely a, oft overlooked ingredient in most things. I just like it. I think it's nice and sweet.
I like lychee too. Yeah. So
it's
I think that
flavor.
Yeah, I might call that like a lychee grey or something. I don't know. Instead of that's Lady nice. Grey.
That's nice. Oh no, Linda was the last one, wasn't it?
Linda was the last one.
Yeah. What have you got, Suze?
Well, I'm sorry. It's just a can of Diet Coke. I'm sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
I just feel like it's like I've fucking given up. I don't do a song anymore. I haven't made a cocktail. I'm just, but I will.
We tried getting guests back. I think we should probably say that guests are unlikely because we sometimes have to record last minute if we can all do it. So that's probably why guests won't be viable going forward. But if we can get them, if we can get them, we will.
The team is working tirelessly to make sure that this is achievable.
That's it.
I don't think you should do a song anymore, Suze. It's way too much of a faff. I would like to, though. Yeah, but I think if ever we were back in a studio where you could keep your keyboard, then maybe.
Yeah.
But like, the way we do it these days is that you had to record it whenever.
Yeah, it had to be good.
I think, or a live show, maybe.
Whenever we do live shows, do some songs,
Yeah.
That feels very directorial of me. Be like, no, when we do live shows, Suze, you're going to do a song, okay?
But we could start maybe booking live shows in for later in the year.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Possibly.
You heard it here first. A very empty promise of live shows potentially in the future.
Anyway,
what are you drinking, Masood? You still on the coffee?
No, I've switched to that toast and jam tea.
Oh, you've got some of that.
Yeah,
as a novelty, it's all right.
It's all
don't
right,
have it as your regular cup of tea though. You'll get sick of it.
No, this is a one-time deal. Always or occasionally, I'll be like, ooh, toast and jam tea. It's, I do find novelty drinks almost, I keep them in the same category as most kitsch anything, where like you'll get a kitsch present, you'll be like, oh, that's nice. It's a inflatable sheep. Fuck off. That's going in the bin. And then like, I don't really, and then like, yeah, I'll sort of see it again and be like, oh, there's that horrible present someone got me. Yeah. But like novelty drinks, I'm sort of like, ah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, this is, yeah, it's all right. I think a lot of people see cocktails as novelty drinks, though. And that's why I think that's why their head is at like, well, let's mix it in. I don't want to be fucking, I'm not a scientist. It's like, no.
I think I was a late adapter to cocktails.
Mm. But I don't think it was a thing of you being like uppity about it. I think you're just like,
no.
I understand that like the entry point always feels pretty like insane, right? People are just like, so I've got to mix them. How do I know what to do? And it's like, I mean, you just made a fucking non-alcoholic cocktail that sounds insanely delicious. And that's because you've been fucking around with mixing stuff.
Oh, discovering that's true, actually, yeah. At the beginning, it was only, I've always liked cocktails, but at the beginning of lockdown, when you go, oh, now I have to make my own, learning that you can is like.
Yeah. It's like learning how to cook. That's the one thing I think. Like,
yeah.
People need to learn, like, and I'm not going to go full. But
You gotta learn how to cook. Come on, guys, you gotta learn how to cook.
But I think it's just a good thing for your brain. But also, like, yeah, once you realize it's not that overwhelming, oh, right. Oh, if I just vaguely put these two things together, it'll probably taste fine. And
oh yeah,
it's the thing with same with cocktails. It's like, yeah, you understand the formula. Oh, a bit of sour, a bit of sweet, bit of booze. Yum yum yum.
When I first made a Filthy Werther's and then tasted it, I was like, this is the future.
What do you got for us today, Chris?
So today I voted
by Patreon.
Yeah, I was voted for by Patreon as well. And I knew that they were going to go for this one. This was one of those, we put the three down and I knew that this one would be the one that won out. Because it's the day aliens stopped a football match.
Yes, please.
Did you react like that because you like the name of it, or you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I love the name. Yeah.
So 27th of October 1954 in Tuscany, the football club Fiorentina was playing a match against their local rivals. So I don't know whether it was actually a derby, but it was their local rivals.
Okay.
Pistoiese. I think that's how you pronounce it. 10,000 fans were at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And it was the Stadio Artemi Franchi. And just after half time, the stadium just went completely silent. And then a roar erupted from the crowd.
Yeah.
The spectators weren't watching the match anymore. And they were all looking up at the sky, pointing their fingers, which caused the players to do the same thing. And literally, play just stopped and the ball just rolled to a halt.
Wow.
We were astonished. We had never seen anything like it before. We were absolutely shocked. And that comes from a footballer who was on the pitch at the time. He was playing in the game. And he was something of a legend at the club, Fiorentina, because he played for Italy at that year's World Cup a few months before. He was called Ardico Manini. And he says, I remember everything. Like, it was super clear. It was something that looked like an egg that was moving slowly, very slowly across the top of the stadium. Everyone was looking up, and then something was coming out of it from the sky.
Whoa.
Oh.
Somebody was singing, hey there, Blimpy Boy, in the back. Hey.
So play was suspended because, and this was in the referee's match report, play was suspended because spectators saw something in the sky.
Yeah.
In the crowd, there was a lifelong Fiorentina fan called, is it Gigi or Gigi? Gigi or Gigi?
Gigi, I think.
Gigi, yeah.
Gigi Boni. And he says, I remember clearly seeing this incredible sight. It all lasted a couple of minutes. I would like to describe the things in the sky as being like Cuban cigars. They reminded me of Cuban cigars in the way that they looked. And so what you got to remember is that this isn't just like, you know, in most UFO sightings where it's like a couple in the middle of nowhere in America on a highway.
Didn't we have one before? And then they went home and then they split up or something because he was like,
aliens told him to or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like a whack we got out of hand. And the whole.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He just wanted a bit of quiet time. And he heard the keys on the door and he's like, oh.
So this has 10,000 eyewitnesses.
Right.
Because it's the whole football match that was there.
Ooh, this is fascinating. Right.
Okay.
So then there's another, and bearing in mind, it was only 60 odd years ago.
Right.
So there are people on record who are still talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, and this spectator, Mr. Borney, he says that I think they were extraterrestrial because there's no other explanation I can give myself.
Yeah.
And also, I think it was like, it was a crisp autumn evening. It was still light.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one of the players called Romolo Tucci, he says, in those years, everybody was talking about aliens. Everyone was talking about UFOs, but we had the experience. We saw them. We saw them directly for real. So he's another person who thinks it was aliens.
Mm. Right.
But then I'm pretty sure that something fell out of the ships and came down almost and touched the crowd. So, material that fell from the sky described it as like silver glitter.
Camp.
Okay.
At the same time the UFOs were seen over Florence, there was a strange sticky substance falling from the sky.
Oh, alien jizz.
There's a guy here, Pinotti, who is a president of Italy's National UFO Center. Okay. Apparently it's a phenomenon that the direct translation into English is angel hair.
Okay.
Oh, so right.
It's like a
very
thin kind of almost silk. Like,
so,
like a gossamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, after a short period of time, it does disintegrate. Because I guess it's like candy floss, right?
Like a spider web.
You guys have, they're called UFOs, the little one where you
With the
flying
sherbet
saucers.
Flying
saucer.
Flying saucers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely fucking delicious.
So some witnesses say it was similar to like cobwebs, like glittery silver cobwebs.
Wow.
Cotton wool. Couldn't collect it because it disintegrated on contact. One of the people that was there, who was a journalist at the Florentine newspaper, La Nazione, he was called Giorgio Bettini. Mm. And in 2003, he told an Italian TV show that on that day, he received hundreds of phone calls about the sightings because he was working as a journalist, obviously, at the time. And from the offices of La Nazione in the center of town, his own view of the sky was actually blocked by the cathedral. So he went to the top of the newspaper's building to see what everyone was talking about, and he corroborated it. He saw shiny balls moving from the stadium towards the cathedral. So then he went out to investigate. He came across a wood outside the city, like a forested area, that was covered in the white stuff. He gathered several samples by rolling them up on a matchstick, and he took them to the Institute of Chemical Analysis at the University of Florence. And when he got there, he found out he wasn't the only one that had done that. A lot of people had done the same thing.
Okay.
And then the lab...
there's always a line.
Have you got alien jizz as well? Yeah, I've got alien jizz. You've got to join the alien jizz line. This is troll shit. the lab was sort of like led by Professor Giovanni Caneri, and he was a respected scientist. And they subjected the material to spectrographic analysis and said that it had the elements boron, silicon, calcium, and magnesium, and that it wasn't radioactive. And regrettably, the material was destroyed in the process, but also boron, silicon, calcium, magnesium all occur on Earth. So it didn't really provide any conclusive answers.
Right.
And there's a US Air Force pilot who, when he left the Air Force, became an astronomer who's based in the Grasslands Observatory in southeastern Arizona. And again, I don't know how we end up doing this, but there's like every single episode, somebody we talk about has got a fucking great name.
Yeah.
And this guy is called James McGaha.
Yeah, get McGaha on the line. I want McGaha, and I want him right.
Anyway, he rejects categorically the idea that it was alien. Science rejects this idea. It's an absolutely silly idea.
Okay.
Apparently, he says that he's totted up more than like 40,000 hours staring at the night sky, not to mention the additional hours flying through it in fighter jets.
Yeah.
He says the UFO phenomenon is nothing but myth, magic, and superstition wrapped up in this idea that somehow aliens are coming here to either save us or destroy us.
Mm.
So he's also offered up a theory about the angel hair.
Okay.
Which is that, it, and Suze isn't going to like this, but it's migrating spiders.
Well, they can. You find spiders at like 50,000 feet, don't you? Just like floating about, fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them.
So if they had been somehow attached to the whatever that was, yeah. And let's say it could be alien, it could not be, but whatever was flying over the stadium, if they had gone through like the webs of migrating spiders, the spiders could have been like discarded of in transit, and then the strands were coming down.
Yeah. Okay. So they got a bunch of spider webs. Okay. So he's dismissed that totally.
So he's dismissed that. And then also Magaha says, when I looked at this case originally, by the way, this is an article on the BBC website. So that's why there's so many quotes.
Okay.
When I looked at this case originally, I thought perhaps it was a fireball, a very bright meteor breaking up in the atmosphere. They can be cigar-shaped with pieces breaking off, but it became fairly apparent that this was actually caused by young spiders spinning webs, very, very thin webs. But it doesn't really say what the things were, the things that were flying over the stadium. Yeah.
He dismisses the angel hair. Right out. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. He says the spiders use these webs as sails. They link together. You get a big glob of the stuff in the sky, and the spiders ride on it to move between locations. So they just fly on the wind, and then these things have been recorded at 14,000 feet above the ground. So when sunlight glistens off it, it looks like silvery glitter.
Hold up. Right. Okay. How am I just finding out that spiders make little sails and fly around everywhere?
Oh, yeah. When I found this out, and they were like, oh, spiders have been found higher than jumbo jets go, like just floating about, I was like, ugh!
That is,
The little cunts are airborne now, are they?
I knew that Suze wouldn't like this. And in a weird way, Suze would probably prefer them to be aliens, right?
I absolutely would.
Absolutely.
So he goes on. Magaha's got a lot to say. as some of this stuff breaks off and falls to the ground, it all seems magical, but I'm fairly confident that's what happened that day. And then this theory is backed up by the fact that it was September or October, which is when spiders in the northern hemisphere migrate.
I mean, look, sorry, but it wasn't aliens, so
yeah.
And apparently these sort of like spectacular spider migrations still make headlines today as like, what the fuck's going on?
Right. Little fuckers,
but then,
man.
But then
like
Pinotti,
someone listening to this being like, finally they found aliens, the mystery on the rock. Oh,
but then Pinotti, who's the in charge of the UFO center in Italy, he says, of course I know about the migrating spiders hypothesis. It's pure nonsense. It's an old story and a stupid story. But obviously he thinks it's aliens because he's in charge of the UFO.
What, that thing that actually does happen in nature? That's stupid.
Yeah. So he disputes the spider.
Like a 6-year-old child being told that their game is dumb. No, you're dumb. Yeah, okay, good one, mate. Yeah. Nice comeback.
He disputes the spider theory because of the chemical analysis of the angel hair samples. So this goes back to what was found. So spider silk. Spider silk is a protein, though, an organic compound containing nitrogen, calcium, hydrogen, and oxygen, not boron, magnesium.
Hi.
What else was found? What did they say was in it? Oh yeah, boron, silicon, calcium, and magnesium. Yeah. So instead,
those aren't in spiders.
Spider silk has got calcium, nitrogen, hydrogen, and oxygen. Okay. And they weren't found in the samples that were tested. Remember, by that respected scientist.
Yeah.
So
what is it?
So science writer Philip Ball says, I wouldn't trust any reports of an old and strange event like this unless I'd seen the data. And of course, the samples didn't last probably because there were spider webs. So he agrees that the elements said to have been observed in the angel hair don't tally with the spider theory. So he says magnesium and calcium are fairly common elements in living bodies. Boron and silicon aren't. But if these were the main elements that the white fluff contained, it doesn't sound to me as though they could have come from spiders. No, it does still have that element of mystery.
Yeah.
But it did happen because 10,000 people saw it. So the Romello Tucci, he just says he feels lucky to have been there because it's one of those...
a lifetime.
Yeah, but deals. There is a video of the spiders doing this. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
I do, yes.
I'm going to see if I can find the link first because I just clicked it and it's not what happened. Video of spiders. Hang on a minute. I think the video has obviously been stopped being hosted, so it's no longer as part of this article. But let's have a look at
a few years ago. I think about a year or two ago, Lucy asked us something about spiders, and Sarah just went straight on the internet and found a video of like a spider coming out of someone's mouth.
Oh.
And by accident, it was like, it wasn't the full clip. It was just like one of the preview clips.
Yeah.
And Lucy clearly saw it and was a bit like, like, it's that thing where you're like, you've got to be really fucking careful on the internet when you're going to show something to you.
Sorry about that, Lucy.
I've got a veto.
So they,
just a minute.
They call it ballooning. And I found a video of it. So yeah, if you enable screen share, I'll put it in.
Okay. There you go.
Ballooning.
This is where we find out that Chris is one of those guys. He's like 350 tabs open.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh.
And I'm just like,
can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Ballooning spiders.
Mike Blair Outdoors.
Oh, it's 4 minutes long. Cut to the chase.
Yeah, come on, mate.
But they picked up all this nice stock footage.
Yeah. Well, they bought it. I presume. Wow.
Oh, I hate them. Oh, you dirty fuckers.
Are they like shoot? Oh, so there we go. So they're like,
bringing
it out. Oh. So it's like a parachute and they're waiting.
But then look,
they put their arse in the air and then go, woo! Oh, I hate them.
There you go. It just flew off.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, I see. That's pretty cool, actually.
Look at all them spiders. So,
I know it looks like I'm faking it, but every so often there's a shot that just makes me go, whoa.
So I once put my hand through one of them and then all the spiders were going on my arm. Look at them all take off, look.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool.
No, very small. I've got to remember they're very small.
This is like...
they're very small to us. They'd be massive to you.
Imagine how Michael would deal with them.
When I watch a film or TV show where someone's horrible, I have to remind... It's like, they're just actors. They're just all right people. Like, I'm pretty sure Brian Cox is a nice guy. I'm sure he's okay. I'm sure he's a nice fella. But
he's
like,
quite fun. Oh,
yeah, I'm sure he's quite. I remember reading an article where he's like, he basically, I think he was like talking about like, yeah, I just started smoking weed the other day. And you're like, what? It's like,
so I want to know more about the craft in the sky. Forget about the spider.
Fucking egg?
Because that's the one that stopped. That's what stopped everybody from.
Yeah, they weren't just going like, oh,
I think the theory might be that there were so many spiders migrating that it formed its own cloud.
Oh my god! Cloud of spiders.
Look at me. Look what you're doing to me. You're making me look ground to make sure there's not one.
Do you get itchy when people talk about spiders?
I get really edgy. Yeah, I genuinely.
But like itchy.
I go.
It's not that.
It's I will think there's one and I'll go like that.
Because what I hate the most is when I'm walking the dogs in summer, the amount of fucking webs I walk through.
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
vile.
Honestly, I get to the point where I'm like, fuck's sake. Like, say it alone. Because there's just so many of them. And it's like, and it's always there. Like, I always walk in.
Right there.
At face height. Yeah.
Yeah. I just walk under him.
Yeah.
I, Yeah, a cloud of spiders now terrifies me.
So it might be that, but this is why I want to look further into it. So there's another article here, which Gizmo just barked at something, but he barks at everything.
spiders in Chris's house.
he's barking at a cloud of spiders.
This was, like I say, 10,000 people watching. The home side, Fiorentina, they were ahead 6-2 early in the second half.
Oh.
And that's when play stopped.
Okay.
They saw these
craft.
An unidentified flying object had appeared, and the thousands in attendance stood up looking at their eyes fixated on a disc-shaped object, which I guess from black perspective could be like a fat cigar, because sometimes, you know what I mean?
Like a cartoon cigar, like a cigar.
This one says that witnesses say that it was performing acrobatics. Now, if it was sort of like not quite solid because it was a cloud of spiders, maybe it was sort of like looked to be moving.
Yeah.
But apparently the extraterrestrial performance lasted 15 minutes.
Wow.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
And did they expect an applause at the end?
It was enough to make 10,000 people go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So that's the weird thing. It's like, I think if it were, it's like, obviously, when it's a couple or something, you're like, well, it's two weirdos. Maybe they probably didn't see something and they're corroborating, making up, you know, one of the more in charge, the more dominant person's memory kind of supersedes the other one. And then the other person remembers around that, you know, they'll be like, oh, no, it was that. Mm. Yeah. But 10,000 people is a lot of people to all agree to the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, but that's the thing. It's like how. This is why I'm not, it's why I'm not convinced it's a UFO, because like they saw something, but it was something probably natural that they've never, none of them have ever seen, like a natural world thing.
Well, the spider theory was floated about at the time. So that's not like or soon afterwards. It wasn't like a much later explanation. But like people that were there, swear down that it wasn't mass hysteria, because that is also been given.
That's where I was. Yeah, I was. Yes. I guess
so. They swear down it wasn't mass hysteria or migrating spiders. They're like, but I mean, like, if you've never seen, like, I wouldn't know how to react because I've never seen. I've seen one spider fly off because they can jump or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But I've never seen it happen en masse, so I don't know what it would look like.
Yeah.
And there are natural phenomena that like are so rare as to be like scary when you see them. So what am I trying to think of? You know, there's that thing about sometimes fish will get swept up at sea and then it'll rain fish later on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. It doesn't happen very often, but it has been known to happen.
Yeah. And it's always whoa.
But people have sort of figured out what's happened with the cyclone scooping them up, depositing them elsewhere.
Yeah.
But because that happens at sea, you don't see it. All people see is it's raining fish. So they go, oh my God, it's raining fish.
Yeah.
So what if this was the most concentrated example ever seen of migrating spiders? And it's so many of them that it looked like a cloud. Yeah. And then all of the strings were obviously following it. That sounds to me like a reasonable explanation, possibly.
Mm-hmm. If it's the season, I imagine they all get caught.
Yeah.
One kind of leads into the other and then it starts.
Yeah.
But the only thing going against that is that they analyzed the samples. But could they have been cross-contaminated with something else?
I mean, that's very easy to do. This is Italy. This is Italy in the 60s, I imagine. Was it the 60s? Yeah.
50s, 1954.
Late 50s. All right.
I imagine when they walked in with the sample, the scientist had a cigarette drooping out of his mouth and he's like, eh.
Probably had a boron silicon cigarette, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's tipping his ash into the sample thing. That's fine. We do have this idea of scientists, at least in the past, being very much we're all very, and it's it's just a bunch of dudes with coats trying to get light. It's possible it could have been cross-contaminated. Very easily. That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only thing that made me go, well, because they said that when they analyzed these samples that were brought in, they didn't correspond. And it was a respected scientist that was in charge of this lab. And it didn't correspond with what spider silk is normally composed of.
No, it just takes one shitty intern to screw that up that he's not aware of. You know, someone brings in a not quite clean dish sample tray and he's like, oh no, I'm sure. And then so it's not his. I'm really blaming the little people in this one. I'm really not the people who are like, we're just doing our jobs. I think that's fairly plausible. It is the one piece of evidence that does make it seem a little weird, though. I know.
Yeah, definitely. It's a real anomaly.
Because the other thing as well is that people say that boron is sometimes a component in insecticides, so would have been poisonous to the spiders anyway. But if it's trace elements, maybe they've assimilated some of it without it killing. I don't know.
Or it could have been sprayed on the trees or plants that it had been gathered from. Mm. Someone could have used, I don't know. It depends. Again, I'm clutching at strings here. Spider webs.
So at this point as well, the geothermal industry in Italy is getting back on its feet after the war. So could that do anything to the local environment maybe that will have caused certain things to behave in a different way in the air?
Yeah, or even trace elements of those chemicals in the air that could be caught in the giant spider graft cloud, and then kind of carried down along with it.
Right. Oh, the whole every time I go, what could it be? I just think of a cloud of spiders and go.
Yeah. it's a horrible idea. It's a fucking horrible idea.
It's made me go I must go downstairs and shut the living room window.
I mean, Spider Cloud does feel like it could be one of those Sharknado type films where they make it so that it's like tarantulas or something. So it's like they're huge spiders that are
the
all...
tarantulas are ballooning.
But I mean, the only thing that what's quite interesting to me is that in the first geothermal power produced in the world was in Tuscany. In Lardarello, and it produced enough electricity to light four light bulbs in 1904. So then after that, it was the only geothermal power plant in the world by 1954. Mm-hmm. And then exploratory drilling was taking place in the area around it. So could that not have caused not mutations, but just sort of quirky behavior in density of air that could have
made it look like it was dancing or something.
Because the area is apparently famed for its hot springs because the Romans used them to bathe in for their spas.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, and sex parties. And then in the 19th century, they found a way of using steam from the springs to separate boric acid from the volcanic mud found in the area. So,
so there's boric in there, right? I guess boric acid.
And something else that forms in the presence of these hot springs and igneous sources of magnesium is tremolite asbestos. And that's been mined all over northern Italy for centuries, including in this region. And tremolite consists predominantly of calcium, magnesium, silicon, and oxygen.
I think we've gotten
so.
Aliens.
Yeah,
and I'm quoting this from an article on the Geological Society of London blog, and it's been the biggest help in this case.
Yeah,
than this rather sensationalist articles beforehand.
Yeah.
So the person
really
writing
us giving him a shout out. Let's,
So the person writing this. Which unfortunately I can't find a name, so I'll have to try and find the name and then dump it back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so then they actually pose this question: what would happen if dry steam from a subterranean source at relatively high pressure was released by an exploratory borehole dug through seams containing asbestiform tremolite and borates, and then was vented directly into the atmosphere? Would you get a cigar-shaped cloud of fibrous strands that might drift at altitudes sufficient to be visible over a football match about 50 kilometers away?
Right.
And would the resulting fibers then, because they're not technically spider silk, would those fibers test positive for boron, silicon, magnesium, and calcium? Because they're actually sort of almost tremolite asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Did they think
this is where, this is where I'm like,
exactly.
I'm a scientist.
It's totally out of my wheelhouse as well. Mm. But in this, after they propose that question, they then say, it's all circumstantial, and for all I know, not only is there no tremolite in the area, but if you steam treated it, it would just sit there safe underground anyway, possibly. But what? Let's just say that it's not aliens, because it isn't.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It must be a freak occurrence of something, and this sounds as good to me as any. Especially as it could serve to explain why these compounds were found in the strands when they shouldn't have been if they were spiders. So maybe, Suze, it was this, and it wasn't a cloud of spiders.
No,
that's great.
I'm so happy it's not a cloud of spiders. I will second.
Yeah.
Because here we go. It says, finishes this article with, just possibly there's a subterranean explanation for one of these less easy to dismiss UFO sightings. Because it is less easy to dismiss because there was 10,000 people that saw it. Yeah. It's not like when some people smoking some stuff in the American desert see a UFO.
No, exactly.
It's like, did you? This is 10,000 people saw it. It's on record because it happened within living memory. It's
that feels fairly more plausible.
But what do you think, Masood? Do you think it's spiders, or do you think it's this freak occurrence of release of subterranean buildup?
Nah, it's spiders, mate. Absolutely, cloud of spiders. Only because cloud of spiders just is spooky as hell.
That's the creepier than the real freakish. Yeah, I think it's the second one.
Cloud of spiders.
However, no, I don't think it's the cloud of spiders.
No,
you don't want it to be the cloud of spiders.
No, I really don't.
Well, no, but then the thing that that kind of works in your favor is when they analyze the strands and there was boron and silicon in them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a combination of the two. Maybe there's like a little bit of some weird stuff in there.
The spiders and the phosphorus were working together.
They're working together. They were
I hate the cloud of spiders. I think the cloud of spiders, I'd show up to a football match with a can of Raid.
Raid. Did they have those ads here where like the Raid would be shouted at like
I don't think so.
Bugs. And they'd fly towards the Raid, they'd see it, and it would sort of spray, and then they'd explode. So
Wow, that's so dramatic.
Okay, maybe that's just a New Zealand thing. Yeah, that was the raid ad. It was just,
No, I don't think we had that.
Screaming, exploding, their final breath.
This is very dramatic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you don't forget the ad for sure.
No.
I know. We'll get, and every time I go to get raid, that plays in my head.
Raid! Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
And thank you, Patreon.
For choosing another good one.
Yeah.
Nice to not have a murder. It's been a while since we've done like a weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like two in a row where no one died. Well, the guy died, but in the second one, but no one was killed. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't murdered. Yeah. Well, he was thought to be dead for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
John Johnson.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. I guess we'll see you real soon.
Yeah, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.